AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. A Republican-appointed federal judge in Texas and a Democrat-appointed one in Washington state have thrown the legality of a long and widely used abortion pill into doubt. Correspondent Christian Benavides starts our coverage. Then we hear from Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Dueling rulings on the abortion pill mifepristone put the future of medication abortion in limbo. Matthew Kaczmarek, a Trump-appointed federal judge in Amarillo, Texas, ruled to invalidate a 23-year-old FDA approval of the pill, issuing a preliminary injunction, siding with anti-abortion rights groups who sued the FDA, arguing the pill was improperly approved and posed a risk to patients despite its use since the year 2000.
So make no mistake, the decision could throw our country into chaos. It'll set a dangerous new precedent and it will put lives in jeopardy.
The Biden administration is appealing that Texas judge's order, and complicating matters is a judge in Washington state effectively saying ignore the order from Amarillo. The year 1947, the place Nuremberg, Germany, on trial, accused Nazi war criminals.
How do you plead to this indictment? Guilty or not guilty?
Nicht schuldig.
One of the prosecutors trying to prove otherwise, a young Hungarian immigrant named Ben Ferenc. After Nuremberg, he continued that crusade against war criminals in the court of public opinion.
War makes murderers out of otherwise decent people. All wars and all decent people.
Ben Ferenc called attention to things like that past his 100th birthday. He has now died in Florida. He was 103. In Texas, the governor moves to pardon a U.S. Army sergeant who was convicted of murder in the 2020 fatal shooting of an armed protester during nationwide protests against police violence and racial injustice.
Governor Greg Abbott took to social media saying Texas has one of the strongest stand-your-ground laws on self-defense, and he's swiftly working on pardoning 37-year-old Army sergeant and Uber driver Daniel Perry. He was found guilty of first-degree murder. State prosecutors claim he ran a red light driving his car through the marching protesters. 28-year-old protester Garrett Foster, armed with an AK-47, approached the car. Perry then unloaded a .357 Magnum into Foster. The Austin jury did not buy the claim of self-defense. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
As China threatens consequences for House Speaker McCarthy's recent meeting with the president of Taiwan and other congressional Republicans visiting the island, and now McCall of Texas.
As the House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman, I sign off on all foreign military sales, including weapons to Taiwan. And I promise you, Madam President, we will deliver those weapons.
This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples.
Max Inc. Radio with Dave Adler. What's your ingredient, or what do you do? What's your pre-show prep?
A little bit of Jimmy.
Oh, there you go.
And a little bit of K, Special K.
Song.
Makes me feel like $1 million. I'm just always happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere, as Keith Richards has said so often. It's a miracle.
Saturday nights at 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
darkness of my living room, sounds and images bearing passing resemblance to what used to be reality. Under the surface disquiet you try to appease,
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That is brand new music from Todd Pheps, and it's called Instruments of Control from Recombobulation. That's brand new. Really like the new Todd Pheps, and you can see or you can hear the interview. He was on the show last week. I was off last week. Thanks to Rob Roberts, by the way, for filling in.
Yeah, he filled in for both of us.
Thank you, Rob.
I got to listen, though, and wow, Todd was amazing.
His new album, Rocker, is super good, and he's been around the scene forever.
Yeah, we had a good time in the interview. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I could tell.
We still have a lot of stuff coming up tonight, Jimmy.
We sure do.
Seesaw is coming in next. Meg and Eve, they're going to be in to talk about their brand new album, Projecting, and some live shows they have going around on state. Molly Fish, singer of the Civil Engineers, she has a new Madison bookstore, Lake City Books, grand opening in April coming up. And Devil's Lair tonight, Jimmy. Shawn Michael Dargan Trio. We're going to have a trio in snare. bass and guitar.
That's going to be great.
Stand-up bass, to that. Right? Stand-up bass, right?
I don't know if he has a stand-up bass or not.
I hope it's a stand-up bass.
We'll make him stand up, Jimmy K.
All right. Max and Kevy.
Whatever.
Max and Kevy coming up 10 p.m. to midnight, and tonight we are interviewing Wizard Hammer.
And why are we talking to them?
Because they're playing at Bomb Blastica 2023, yes! Coming up April 15th next week, and we're going to be there broadcasting 6 to 9, mm-hmm. and then bands start 9:30 with Iron Plow, Carbellion, and they have a brand new album out that's just absolutely amazing, and they're on Eclipse and Quorum Records, and then Wizard Hammer.
This is going to be so fun.
It's I cannot wait to do live radio.
And did you know that the original vocalist from Wizard Hammer was the vocalist from Wizard Hammer was the original vocalist from Realm in Milwaukee? So it's going to be pretty cool. We're going to have a good time.
Interesting. And it always kind of goes around in an interesting circle how bands get together.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's going to be a rocking good time. I hope everybody can join us.
Terry, do you realize the place I met you physically for the first time was at the Wisco, I believe?
No kidding.
I'm pretty sure. You came in as a guest on the Jimmy K Show.
I think I did, yes. Oh, my gosh, that was a long time ago.
And then you co-host it with E-Dub and I?
Yeah, you guys allowed me to come back after that first time. It was super fun.
And after all of that, we brainwashed you, and look where you are right now.
Yes. I had to leave for a little while to try out some other radio, but I had to come back to you guys. It's just too fun. Too fun. Oh, so we're going to take over the Wisco and make it just like the good old days.
It's going to be a good time.
For sure.
Next Saturday, come join us. Yeah. It's Bomb Blastica. We're going to be celebrating 27 years of Maximum Inc. There'll be shots of Rocker Vodka and Rocker Rye Whiskey all over the place. Well, at least samples. There'll be gargling of Rocker Vodka.
Yes.
But we won't be tripping over the uneven floor because they've fixed it all up inside the Wisco.
Uh-oh.
And they have a new kitchen. It's like there's
Do we have to dress up?
Well, in clothes.
Like
yeah, you're going to have to wear clothes.
Very funny.
But no, it's going to be a good time.
Oh, it
they
is.
Really fixed it up. The Wisco's really just a brand new place now.
It's Love beautiful. It. But brand new, but yes, same familiar feel to it.
Right.
It's really cool. So we're still asking you about your garbage. Somebody called while we were talking with the Hoozlers people, and, you know, obviously. They didn't want to hang on. So call back 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Has your garbage can ever come up missing? Has anything funky happened with your garbage in the last month or so?
Did it run away?
Did the UFOs come take your garbage?
And perform experiments on it.
Yeah, the whole garbage in the garbage can, all of it.
844-96-PARTY.
Has Butch Fig come and taken your garbage can?
Oh, man.
I went out in Reno, I was trailed by 20 hounds. Didn't get to sleep last night till the morning came around. Said I'm running, gonna take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight. Ran into the devil, baby, and he loaned me 20 bills. Spent the night in Utah in a cave up in the hills. Said I'm running, gonna take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight.
with me and I'll spend my life in jail. One in Cherokee. The first one says she's got my child, but it don't look like me. Said I'm running, gonna take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. So I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep. She's my heart's delight. Second one is prison baby, and the sheriff's on my trail. If he catches up with me, and I'll spend my life in jail.
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm looking for someone to look forward to. Makes a compromising fortitude. Enjoy sloppy arguments between bar stools and blushing cheeks from my cheeky mood. I have no ideal limits, don't you misconstrue. My imagination makes for an awkward tune, as awkward as Tinder in its proper use. But if you think you're looking for me too, then fly me to Saturday. Keep my blues in Monday. I'm a worries from Sunday, and save my hopes from someday. I'll only ask as much as you ask from me. In exchange for free hugs and maybe some weed, and as long as you know not to nurture my greed. For when you do that thing that makes me sing, oh, I'll be sure to do that thing that makes me go. And as long as we keep that in flow, I'll be sure to fly you to Saturday. Keep your blues in Monday, hide your worries from Sunday, and save your hopes from someday. Fly you to Saturday, Keep your blues in Monday, hide your worries from Sunday, and save your hopes from someday. I'll be sure to cry. We'll say we're still friends, and when the tears dry, we'll tally up all the times that we lied. But won't matter who wins, 'cause we lost all that time, but it was precious, and dare I say infectious. And I'll still hold on to that message to throw back on my shoes and find me the next flight. Meet a Saturday, keep my blues in Monday, hide my worries from Sunday, and save my hopes from someday. Fly me to Saturday, and I'll keep my blues in Monday, hide my worries from Sunday, and save my hopes from someday.
Fly Me to Saturday. That's Glenn Winnicombe on Max Inc. Radio. We Are Local Music. It's such a happy song. I love it. And just as I started playing it, I realized Glenn sent me an email with a brand new song, which I'll play next week for you. How's that for a tease? Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Also, Glenn is playing at the Cargo Coffee Shop April 15th with Karen Wheelock. Before that, we heard a Dead cover. I don't play covers a lot here on the radio. I'm not a huge Dead fan, though I like the Dead. I just probably made a bunch of people go, what? But I thought that was a really cool cover from Chicken Wire Empire.
It was really cool.
Brand new CD. It just dropped. You can download it right now off Bandcamp. And they're playing tonight at Shanks Hall over in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. A friend of the Devil's Lair is a friend of mine.
Always.
Hey, Max Inc. Radio is presented by... Aaron Weber Group, excuse me, the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Get more information at movetomadison.com. And by Full Mile Beer Company in Sun Prairie, their patio is probably just about getting ready to open. And there's going to be live music there. Plus, they got homemade brew, beer, and great food. Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen. Right now, though, it's time for Bar Notes with Terry Barr. Our weekly look at what's happening in the Wisconsin music scene, brought to you by Ethical Trade Company, Goods for a Better World, mm-hmm. located on Madison's east side. Find more and shop online at ethicalco.com.
Oh, thanks to them for sponsoring. Okay, so here are three quick notes for you. Plus, I added in a bonus note because I had to for this weekend. Yeah, we're highlighting, as Jimmy K just mentioned, news and happenings from across the Wisconsin music scene. Note number one, and you may want to grab a pen and your calendar for this one or put it in your phone. This one takes us to the East Side Club in Madison, where there is going to be a huge tribute to the life of well-known, well-loved musician Kenny Gonzo Keith. This is now happening Sunday, April 23rd. Write it down, everybody. Organizers are calling it a musical celebration of Gonzo. Bands like Playground of Sound, John Massino Band, Vinyl Thunder, so many more are going to be part of this event. And I saw the list. It's close to a dozen groups and different artists playing from 2 in the afternoon until 9 p.m. for what they're calling Extrava Gonzo. I like that.
Yeah,
now, Kenny Gonzo Keith passed away December 24th last year. He is remembered as being an Eastside Madison treasure, playing in a number of his own bands, including Just Chillin' three-man acoustic band, also around the area known as a Madison Union cab driver with his larger-than-life humor. Again, the Extrava Gonzo at the Eastside Club in Madison, Sunday, April 23rd. It starts at 2 in the afternoon. Also starting this month, and then twice a month from here on out, it's a free local music show being featured as Music in the Mez, and this is happening at the Epic venue in Green Bay. This kicks off on Wednesday, April 12th with Nick Honoring. Nick is a DePere-based singer-songwriter. And then two Wednesdays after that, Music in the Mez showcases Jimmy K's favorite, Amelia Ford. Yes. She's a singer-songwriter based in Green Bay. Now, both are saying they are going to be debuting brand new original music during the shows at the Epic venue in Green Bay. Now, the Epic is pretty new. It's a live concert venue bringing in nationally touring acts, but is calling this opportunity to have music in the Mez a chance to showcase the terrific talent from all around Wisconsin. This is free, it's unplugged, and again, happening every other Wednesday, 6 to 9. All right. Early word of an event you'll want to get on your calendar as well. This takes us back to the Eastside Club in Madison. This is coming together for Kathy, a benefit for Kathy Couture. This is on Saturday, May 6th, starting at 1:30. Kathy's a local music lover, supporter. She's been part of Ladies Rock Camp. Beth Killey, of course, we all know and love Beth Killey. She is helping put this together to help support Kathy's medical expenses as she battles stage 4 cancer. Beth's band, Gin Chocolate Bottle Rockets, is going to be hosting this very special afternoon. Again, that is Saturday, May 6th. Finally, here's the bonus, Jimmy K.
All right.
All right. This hits all the notes. As a Delavan woman is making a name for herself and Wisconsin by not only making it to the televised portion of the voice competition show on NBC, but Rachel Christine won her battle round earlier this week, meaning now she gets to keep competing. She's part of Team Kelly Clarkson, but it isn't just Kelly who's digging Rachel's voice. One of the other judges on The Voice, Chance the Rapper,
yes,
he is actually predicting Rachel Christine could win this entire thing. By the way, Rachel's whole family has music in their blood. There are regular watch parties happening at the Delavan Lake Store and Lounge to cheer on Rachel. I love this. You know what? I'm not a huge fan of these kinds of shows, but if it gets you the opportunity to break through and do what you've always wanted to, we've been so lucky to have so many Wisconsinites make it on these different shows. We need a winner, though. We need a Wisconsin winner.
Would that be something? Mrs. K is a huge fan of The Voice. She watches it every week.
Excellent.
She pointed out, hey, look, Rachel's from Wisconsin.
Delavan. Yeah. Well, that is all for this week's Bar Notes. I'm Terry Barr. And as always, thank you for supporting the talented artists playing all the notes at the bars and venues hosting live music.
Thank you, Terry Barr. Yes. Seesaw is coming up next. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Dark Side calls to you, Bastula. You hunger to taste it. Become my apprentice, and all its power can be yours.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
What you've got, I've been looking for it. Yeah, you gotta figure it out. Tell me I've got it too. Hard to convince me. Won't you help me see it now? Again in 10, how will it ever be this good? Tell me it's gotta be hard to convince me, hard to see anything quite like I should. Give me all the proof I need, and it seems untrue. I wish I loved me. I love me like I love you.
Good. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That's Seesaw, brand new music from Seesaw. The name of the album is called Projecting, and that was Like I Love You. And if you want to catch the archives before we send it over to Rocker of previous shows, Devil's Lairs, it's all broken off for you. Just go to civicmedia.us and click on the Max Inc. Radio page, Rocker.
That's right, Jimmy. It is all there. Tons of shows. And right now, Projecting is the first album in 5 years from Madison indie rock duo Seesaw, which is set to be released on April 21st. This new album was recorded in their apartments during the 2020, and it was mixed by former Madisonian Bo Sorensen, a Smart Studios apprentice who has now gone on to work on albums by Death Cab for Cutie, Superchunk, just to name a few. And in the studio right now to talk about their upcoming shows and the release of their new album, Projecting, is Meg and Eve. Together, they are Seesaw. Meg, Eve, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
We are so happy.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for being here. Now, you met, and this is so fascinating, while working at an Italian restaurant in Freeport, Illinois. And now, of course, you're up-and-coming indie pop stars. Oh. I love saying that. Based right here in Madison. Thanks for choosing Madison and Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about this backstory, and how did you get to where you are standing here right now?
Well, first, we have to shout out Canova's.
Canova's Italian Pizzeria. Thank you, Pat Beckman, for employing both of us.
Also, Chicken Tuscany, no chicken, our favorite pie on the menu. You got to get it if you're in Freeport, Illinois at Canova's.
Yes.
So just that's an insider tip.
Yes. But Eve and I both worked at Canova's kind of after college. We have a bit of an age difference, so we didn't go to high school together, but we both were working together, and I knew Eve.
I was post-college. You were kind of pre-college.
Yeah, and I knew Eve was a musician in the orchestra, and I knew her through some friends. So I shot my shot, and I asked Eve to hang out with me. And after lots of trying, she finally said yes, and we decided to just jam on some instruments that she happened to have. And
yeah, I don't hang out with just anybody.
Apparently not.
Just kidding. I don't know why.
So yeah, after a couple of jam sessions, we really found it was a really great partnership, and we've been growing it ever since.
Yeah. One of our first shows was at Zuzu Cafe here in Madison, too, which is a fun memory. We had Meg on the bongos for that show.
I'd pay to see that. Yeah.
We were really stripping it back to just the bongos, which is like the one necessity that you have to have. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But, yeah, now we're here, and we're so excited to be sharing this new album. So,
yeah.
Well, Projecting is not your first album. In fact, it's your fourth. And you recorded during the crazy times of 2020 in your apartment. Tell us about the experience and the hurdles you've had to overcome to put this album out.
You bet. Yeah, my background is in audio engineering. I graduated from Madison Media Institute. That was a great place. I loved it there. And so it's nice to be able to use those skills for Seesaw to put our albums together. So during the pandemic, it was, you know, difficult to book studio time, hard to know the safety that was okay to take during that time. So we really buckled down together with a good amount of safety there too, but worked through all the songs pretty much throughout the whole year at kind of our own pace. And it's nice recording just the two of us in our house because we're able to just kind of take our time, really make it what we want, and experiment a lot together, which is really nice. So it was definitely challenging along the way, and we really needed all the time since COVID to get everything done because everything's delayed, and our mixing and mastering took longer because of just the backlog of folks who were also recording and making music during the pandemic. So we got our vinyl press with Super
just
Duper.
Like last week we got them. So
and we just got them. So it's just kind of been, it's taken the whole truly up until a week ago to have the finished product. So that was definitely a challenge of just having patience and like waiting it out and working through everything that goes along with making a record.
Perfect timing now though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And tell us about working with Bo Sorensen. What did he bring to the table?
So Bo is someone we were just so thrilled was able to work with us because he also helped one of our most favorite artists, Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down. He worked on her albums. And so that's one of like our shared like ideal albums that's ever been made. So we just so happened to get lucky enough that Bo said yes. And we basically brought him all of our work that Meg had done so much work editing and recording, and then he was able to just mix it into this beautiful sonic experience that we hear, because when we record stuff ourselves it sounds a certain way, and then the mixing, whoever's mixing it, is really putting their thumbprint on it and putting their own touch and their finesse and like what they are like aesthetically drawn to. So since we love Town, the Get Down, Stay Down's album so much, we were like, this is going to be a really good fit. We're so excited. So, yeah, and we just worked remotely with Bo, just sending things back and forth and listening and giving feedback. So that was a really fun experience, too.
It's amazing, isn't it, what can be done now? Yeah. And we were laughing at Rocker when they walked in, and I did a little video. You can see it on the MacSync Facebook page. And when you said thank you and hello, you kind of sang it together. I mean, I realize you spend a lot of time together, you're creating together, but that was, it was just like a beautiful moment just for us.
It was like
us,
a harmonized thank you.
It was. Oh, your voices, just solo and together, are just astounding.
Thank you.
The new album, it does hit the streets. It's April 21st.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is being released in a couple variations, including the vinyl, as you've revealed.
Yes.
How exciting is it? How do you feel right now to know it's a record?
Yeah, so thrilled. Yes, it's. We have had the opportunity to press vinyl a few times, thankfully, but this is the first time we've ever done two different colors at the same time. So we have a really limited amount of green, just about 100, and then a larger amount of the orange, but they're both marbled and just so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And just seeing it all together, we took the album artwork in my basement and kind of just as
the photo.
Yeah, as like a memory of just how much stuff we've done in our homes during this process to kind of tie it all together. So just having the final piece, like it's a nice bow. Yeah. On top of this experience. So,
now I heard you can pre-order a signed copy.
Ooh. You can. And our copies also come with the pre-order with special holographic I-beam sleeves.
Nice.
Whoa. Our eyes then have laser beams coming out, or holographic light beams coming out of them.
We are projecting.
Yes.
That's the idea.
Yeah. You know, oh, my gosh.
And we made them ourselves with our own two hands, and we will say it took a lot of work, much more than we had planned.
Yes.
So we hope you really enjoy the extra bonus sleeve.
What a keepsake, too. I mean, really, wow.
This is like the third time in our third week, fourth week in a row, where we've had a band come on to talk about their vinyl. The vinyl is coming back strong, and I love it.
Yeah, we love it.
You know, one thing I've noticed about Following Seesaw online is you all put out some great videos.
Oh, thank you.
Talk about some of the ideas behind that and how it's really helped get the word out about Seesaw.
Well, we've always really had just an affinity for music videos. My background, I have a BFA in painting. And so some of our earlier videos were like influenced by things that I might have done in college, like very like paint and like visceral, making things with our own two hands. We've made a lot of props. We made like a whole Godzilla city, and we made like the huge mannequin of Meg that was filled with candy. And now we like have moved on to... just the more digital video that just came out, which was for Dial Me Up.
Yeah.
So we just kind of have really loved putting like a visual to the videos. And I think it's just also from like our performance background, we're both dancers. So it's just like another way to give the songs like a second life as well, for people to experience them.
Yeah.
And you will notice most every Seesaw video has some element of dance. So we can't avoid it. We just love
to
dance.
We just have to move. Yep. Yeah. So this last one, though, was made, quite a few of them have been made with the help of a really, really talented videographer and comedian in town named Nate Chappell. He does Wolf Out Media, and he's got a few shows coming up. So Nate Chappell is one to follow. He's amazing.
Okay.
And he did all of the editing on the video. So we shot a lot of it on green screen. And then he was the one that put his magic touch on like making it all come to life. So he's incredible.
Yeah. I love you guys are having some really amazing collabs. And that is so great to see so many different elements of the Madison area and even outside of the area coming together to make something happen.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank
That's very, very cool.
Thank you.
Mm-mm-mm. Let's talk about the CD. Let's talk about the album release show.
We're
at the Majestic. What's the elevator speech for what people are going to find this night?
Ooh, so people are going to find Vom Bomb, Madison, awesome band, Social Seg, Milwaukee-based awesome band, Earthlings, Madison-based awesome band, and us. And we're playing starting at, I think, 8.
Uh-huh.
The show's starting at 8. But
no, the show starts at 7.
Oh, wrong, 7. But the doors are at 6.
Yep, and then we're playing 3rd in the lineup
because
the Earthlings are just so fun and like an amazing, huge sound. So they're going to end the night on a really fun wild note, so I'm really excited for that.
Yeah. And that's April 21st at the Majestic.
At the Majestic.
But you're also going to be in Milwaukee on April 22nd for another celebration at the Cactus Club, and then the following week in La Crosse at the Warehouse on April 28th. What bands are you playing with that night?
In La Crosse?
In Milwaukee, we're playing with Culla and a band called Credentials. And then in La Crosse, we are playing with a band called A Long Way Back, and then a band called Fourth Hour, and then another band that's actually brand new, and the name is escaping me at this current time.
They're so new!
Yeah. But they are. They're three Warehouse employees that met and started a band, so this is their first show ever, so
that's awesome.
We're pretty excited to share the stage with them.
That's great. Meg, Eve, thank you so much for taking the time tonight to come in to talk with us and visit. And the new album is great. And thank you so much for the awesome art and the music.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Once again, the April 21st at the Majestic. It's the CD release, the album release, the goodness release. go see Seesaw for sure. And you're up. You're everywhere on the webs.
Yep.
So the streaming networks, Bandcamp. I know you're there too.
Yep.
Thank you very much. We appreciate
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is brand new Seesaw. Dial Me Up on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Skirting like I'm focused on it, maybe smoking. Baby, got my hand in my pocket. pocket. I'm walking into windows. Life is too slow. I don't sleep. I know though. See that strobe in my brain, and I obey. Damien, let's have fun. Make the first connection. Damien, are you human? I'm afraid I can't relate. I can't relate. I can't relate. I can't relate. Wait, feed me fakes. If I don't make, I take love in the blue light. Sorry, babe, did you say something? Gotta give me that attention. In the future, I'm your baby everywhere. It's habit. My aftertaste might be metallic. Damien, let's have fun. Make a face connection. Damien, are you human? I'm afraid I can't relate. I can't relate. I can't relate. I can't relate. Come in, then I'm going. When you should be noticing, baby, don't I look so pretty when I'm tripping into our cars? We've come so far. We're all mega superstars. I'll prove it. Tap, tap, this thing is hypnotizing.
Maxink Radio, we are local music. Thanks to Seesaw for stopping in the studio tonight. Awesome new album and music. Hey, Double Dip of Mascot Theory coming your way. We're going to talk about early matinee shows next hour. Plus, Shawn Michael Dargan is live in the Devil's Lair right now. Cruising around. Possibilities on Maxink Radio. We are local music.
Searching high and low.
On MySpace, like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
It makes me
ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown taproom to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing taproom, featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee. For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always